107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's a busy time with communities in bloom. Joining us in the studio is the Dream Team, Barb Hacking and Kara Swin Hughes, joining us with all the details on a contest and an award also as well. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. First off, it must be that time for the best gardens contest, and it's happening now. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is. It started immediately, and it's going till July the 30th at noon hour. And if you see a garden, I'm sure you see lots of them here in Stratford that make you joyful and happy to be in Stratford, please nominate the person. And all you need is the person's name, their address, and then a little write-up as to why they should be nominated. And also a picture helps, too.
Yeah, and I get permission for the picture.
Exactly. Get permission. That's right.
And I'm just thinking, you know, for those folks that, you know, maybe recently took part in the Stratford End District Horticultural Society, the garden tour just recently, you know, touring those seven gardens, maybe some recommendations there or just traveling around Stratford, that sort of thing.
That would be perfect.
Yes. Okay, so you can get the nominations now through till Wednesday, July 30th. How do they get those nominations in?
Okay.
What's the best way?
A simple email to advise com@stratford.ca, and just with all the information, the picture, the nomination paragraph, and the names of the people.
Yeah, okay. So again, that's open until Wednesday, July 30th at noon, and then the winners will be notified, and you get that nice little sign, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
You get us visiting you, too, so that's the bonus. Barb and myself will come around and hand out prizes.
Oh, prizes as well. There you
yes.
go. So it's on till the 30th, and then when do we find out who the winners are?
Probably middle of August.
Yeah, was going to say. It's got to be summertime yes. for sure with the Best Gardens Contest. Again, this is with Communities in Bloom, a committee that do so much in our community. Now, we have that going on. We'll share the details. And, of course, we also have the Ted Blows Community Service Award, Karis.
Yes, we have... ran this ever since Ted passed away in honor of our mayor many years ago. And he was a great part of Communities in Bloom. He started Communities in Bloom in Stratford. So it is important that we keep his memory going. So nominations are now open. And so if you know anybody that has volunteered, done a difference in his community or her community, beautification, education, whatever you can think of, then please nominate that person. It has to be somebody that lives in Perth County.
Okay.
So that's the only criteria. We've had great winners over the years. We've had Rita Byvelds, we've had Bernie Van Herk, Peter Muzzin, Stuart Arquette, Wayne Graham, Bonnie Henderson, and Barb Hacking.
Yeah, so you would be in very good company if you were that recipient.
Yeah, so it's quite an honor to be recognized for this community award, and the nominations for that will be accepted until Friday, August the 15th. And again, they can be emailed to advis@stratford.ca.
Yeah, so that's the same email address again for the Best Gardens Contest. We'll share all the details and links and more. And Karis, again, a spotlight on Ted Blows. My gosh, what he did for the community over the years with so many things, but certainly Communities in Bloom too.
Yes, he was a teacher, an educator. He was involved in so many lives in Stratford and changed so many people.
And when he asked you to be part of a committee, chances are you didn't say no.
That's right.
Exactly. That's how we got on.
Yeah, that's how
I hear
we
that
got on.
Time and time and time again.
So he was a big mentor, and he made a difference just to Stratford. So it's great that we have this award.
All right. Again, it is also the Best Gardens Contest. And Barb, any other details on the Best Gardens Contest, just get those nominations in. Don't be afraid. Again, you're recommending gardens, that sort of thing.
Yes, just take a walk through our beautiful city, and I'm sure you'll find one that is worthy of nomination.
All right. And you've also had a busy summer with Communities and Bloom, and I was chatting with Brad Beatty just recently. You possibly have a small little get-together happening in the fall. Is that
we
fair
do.
To say?
We have the International Stratford is hosting Communities in Bloom Symposium and Awards here October the 16th to the 19th. So it is the opportunity for us to showcase internationally.
This is going to be huge.
Yeah, this is a huge one. So we've been preparing for the last year for this. So there'll be lots of people in town to see what we do best and to learn and take it back to their communities. Mm-hmm. And we're proud of showcasing Stratford for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I know, chatting with Brad, he's very excited about this coming up. It is going to be an amazing showcase, because when we talk about, communities in bloom and that sort of international contest, it's so nice to have these people here in Stratford. You know, it's fun to travel to these other spots, but to have them all here in
it
Stratford.
It is, yeah. And I just remember a few years ago at a symposium, and Ireland was there. You know, I'm quite familiar with Ireland, Wales, and England, obviously. But the one near Ireland was there, and he was talking about how they have castles and they have this and they have that, and I just simply said, well, we have Justin Bieber.
And that was the end of that, right?
That was the end of that conversation.
So again, so much happening with Communities in Bloom. And Barb, I know you've been busy behind the scenes. Is there anything that's been happening with Communities in Bloom in terms of gardens and areas that you've been involved with that maybe people should know about here?
Well, Bernie Van Herk, who's now 89 years old, he is instrumental in keeping the Ted Blows Memorial Garden going. And so anyway, we work as a team. We water, we weed, we plant new plants, and we're trying to put in a lot of autumn plants that will be here for the showcase or the symposium, because the end of October, gardens are starting to dwindle a little bit, so we're really keeping an eye on plants that last into the fall.
See, there you go. Again, all behind the scenes, and I know you've often been at the farmer's market, handing out seeds and that sort of thing. So
lots of milkweed for the monarchs.
Okay.
I just saw my first monarch here in Stratford 2 days ago.
Okay.
I have found some eggs, so they're coming. So it'll take another month for those eggs to be butterflies, but... So plant milkweed.
There you go. And Karis, anything else? Is there anything we've left off or something that folks need to know?
No, just get involved and, take pride in your community and keep making Stratford beautiful.
That's right. Best Gardens Contest is on, and also get those nominations in for the Ted Blows Community Service Award. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Barb Hacking and Karis Wynn-Hughes with all of the information. Thank you so much, and have a terrific summer.
Thank you, Jamie.
You too.